Hello everyone, this is Reverend Daniel W. Brown Sr. with Will to Win Ministries, and welcome to my weekly podcast. In this episode, what I would like to do is talk about how thankful I am just to know Christ, to know God, and how thankful that every Bible-believing Christian should be thankful to know Christ. You know, in the Gospels, Jesus asks his disciples a question. What do they say about him? What Jesus wanted to know, what the surrounding community was saying about him, what they wanted to believe about him. And they went on to say, some say you are Elijah, some say you are John the Baptist, some say you are a prophet. Then he turns around and says, okay, I heard what the people said about you, about me, but I want to know what you say about me. And that's when Peter, his trusted disciple, says, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. You see, I think that's significant in that transition. You know, we expect as a believer, as a Christian, believer, person that believes in Jesus Christ, we expect people in the culture to say one thing about Jesus. Jesus is just a prophet. He's a good miracle worker. Jesus is one of the holy men, but Jesus is not the Son of God. So that he wanted to know what society said about him, but he also turned the question back on his disciples and asked them, okay, I heard about what society says about me, but what do you say? And, you know, it comes back to my main topic. It's a privilege for us that our believers that believe in Jesus Christ to know Jesus Christ. Beside all the miracles you read in the Bible and the prayers and the unanswered prayers, just the fact that we, as a Christian, I think about, as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, I think about the beauty and the opportunity to know Christ, to know God, to have a personal relationship with God. You know, this morning, I just woke up and just started worshiping God. Worshiping God. And if you really know who Jesus is, and think about what he's done, what God has done through him, and they end up both working together, Jesus wanted to do the Father's will, obey the Father. Think about the beauty of what Jesus did for us. And that's, you know, that's just causing us to worship. And sometimes I really think that we ask God for things that he's more than able and willing to give to us. But we ask because, you know, God, just give me this or give me that. I think about, you know, as being a father, I think about if my son only called me or only contacted me when he wants something. We don't have a much of a interaction. We don't have a much of a relationship. We're related, you know, thanks to the fact that I'm his father. But the interaction is that the fellowship is not there. The beauty of knowing Christ and knowing God through Jesus Christ is that fact that we get the fellowship. You and I get the fellowship with him and to know him. And, you know, that's what many people miss out. Many people say, well, Reverend Daniel, if God loved you, why he let you be in a wheelchair? And I've said this time and time again. I think the opportunity that God has allowed me to be in a wheelchair, and I said that again, he's allowed me to be in a wheelchair to show forth the glory of God, to show forth the goodness of God. Because I'll say this again, and I'll say this to my dying day. God's goodness is never based on my circumstances. Let me say that again. God's goodness is never based on my circumstances. So, his goodness is based on who he is, not what he does. The fact that we have it's a privilege to know God. And even through my pain and difficulty, God's still able to comfort me. As some of you might know, in March, my mom went home to be with the Lord. And even before then, God was giving me peace about her, you know, transitioning to heaven. And he was saying, you know, it was just like saying in my heart, Daniel, I took care of my mom. How much more I'm taking care of your mom? See, that's the beauty of knowing Christ. Even in our difficult moments, we have someone that, you know, the Bible says, identifies with whatever our emotion is. And people say, well, God just don't understand what I'm going through. And I always say, when I hear a statement like that, I always say, you're wrong. Because, you know, we feel lonely. Well, Jesus felt lonely. We feel misunderstood. Jesus felt misunderstood. We feel unappreciative. Jesus felt unappreciative. So, and the Bible says we have a God, we have a high priest that can identify, can identify what the things that we go through. So, that's the privilege of knowing God. You know, I think about David, you know, David's known the man after God's own heart. Why was David known as the man after God's own heart? It's not that he did everything perfect, because we know in the Bible, David was far from perfect, just like us, just like me, you were far from perfect. David knew how to tap into God. He knew how to worship. He knew how to repent. And that's where knowing God starts. Knowing God starts at repentance. Repentance is more than just saying, you know, God, I'm sorry. It's turning away from my sin. Agreeing with God that I'm a sinner. Agreeing with God I can't save myself. Agreeing with God you and I need Jesus Christ. And you might say, Reverend, what makes Jesus Christ? Can Jesus Christ be a way to the Father? What makes Jesus Christ, the way. Because a way is just like putting them up there with Buddha, putting them with Muhammad. But Jesus gives a matter of fact statement in the Bible. If you look at in the book of John, all the seven I ams, those are statements by Jesus Christ. Saying, I am the bread of life. I am the door. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus, he doesn't say, I'm a way, I'm one of the ways, I'm a possibility. Let me just say this. If Jesus is just a possibility of salvation, we all be in trouble. Possible. Possible is, it could be ejected. Depending on where that possibility comes from. And my son says, Dad, is it possible you can give me some money? I could say, son, yeah, it's possible. If I have money or not, it's possible. I can give you money. But with God, all things are possible. Because, yeah, it's possible with me because it depends on money. If I have money or not. But God is the creator. God is the sustainer. His possibility is possible. Outweighs my impossible. He makes all things possible. The fact that I'm breathing, the fact that you're breathing, the fact that you're listening to me, the fact that I'm making this video, that's possible. And people say, well, videos are, they're made by me. True. They were created by man. Yeah. But who created man? God. So everything that we experience, we can trace back to the Bible. People say, where you come from? We come from Adam. Where did Adam come from? He came from the creation of God. That's why I think it's such a beauty to know Christ, to know our Creator. And let me know. And watch people's lives be changed. You know, for the guys that don't know, I've been blessed to preach the gospel for 21 years. And I'm so thankful for God allow me to see what I've seen in my 21 years of ministry. Now, people say, what are you talking about? Have you seen a physical miracle? Physical miracle? Have I seen a physical miracle? No, but I've encountered people, story after story, that tells me the wonder and the beauty and the awe of their relationship with Jesus Christ. Knowing Jesus Christ, that's the greatest relationship that you and I could ever have. And you might say, Reverend Daniel, what about my mom? What about my dad? What about my girlfriend? What about my wife? Or what about this? And what about that? Every physical relationship on this earth, you can and will lose. I told you earlier, my mom died in March. Now I've just spoke to my mom, and we always talk about going home and meeting Jesus. I never thought that she would leave me soon. I thought she probably had another 10 years and minimum fine. But the thing is, I'm comforted. Not that I know, not just to know my mom is in heaven. The fact that she knew of, and she knew Jesus Christ. And I've always told people this. And I think I'll keep, for the rest of my days, I'm gonna use this question. People always say they want to go to heaven, and they want to walk on the streets of gold. They want to see their loved ones. My question is, why would you want to go to heaven when you don't know the God of heaven? Because what would heaven be? Without God? What makes heaven heaven is the opportunity to come full face to face, are in the presence of the fullness of who God is. So if you don't think about what He's done for us to make that happen, to Jesus dying on the cross, the Bible says the veil of the temple being torn from top to bottom. Because in the Old Testament, before the sacrificial work of Jesus Christ, to appease God's wrath, the people would have to make sacrifice. The high priest would have to go behind the veil and make physical sacrifice for the people. And when Jesus dying on the cross, everybody was welcome. Jesus' death on the cross satisfied the wrath of God. Jesus took on the wrath of God, so we might have His righteousness. Bible says, for Him that knew no sin became sin for us. So we might become the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. And that's the beauty of knowing God. That's the beauty of knowing Jesus Christ. The fact that I know every day is not going to be perfect. Every day is not going to be wonderful. But even in my darkest day, I can pray, I can talk to God, and just know that he's listening. Just know that he understands. And I think about everything that Jesus went through to make this happen, to have that one-on-one conversation, that relationship with me, with millions and billions of people around the world. That's awesome. Everything that we go through in life is for one purpose. Good, bad, happy or sad. Physical, not physical. Mental, not mental. Everything that we go through is to bring the ultimate glory to God. You were created. You and I were created to do one thing: bring glory to God. There's a scripture in the Bible written by the Apostle Paul. It says, whether we eat or drink, do it all to the glory of God. It's an amen. Jesus didn't die on the cross for his sake. Let me say it again. My brothers and my sisters, Jesus did not die on the cross for his sake. He died on the cross for ours, to satisfy the wrath of the Almighty God. But here's the thing. If you don't take God's gift, given through his son, Jesus Christ, that wrath of God that was on Jesus Christ, it remains on you. Because you're saying, I know the story, but I reject the gift. And you think you can earn your way to heaven? You and I can never earn our way to heaven. The Bible says grace is a gift. That means you can't earn it. You can't pay for it. There's nothing that you can do to earn the grace of God. Jesus Christ says the gift has already been paid for. All you have to do is receive it. Let me leave you with this. Leave you with this final illustration. If I had $100 check with your name on it. And all you had to do Tech is yours. But all you have to do to get the money, to get the benefit of the money, take it to the bank. But if you never take a check to the bank, do you have the benefit of the check? No. So you can know about the check, and the check can be in your possession. But if you don't take it to the bank, the check's no good. So you can know about Jesus Christ and the story of the crucifixion. But if you don't receive what he's done, you don't have the benefit of it. So think about that. Well, I want to thank you for this podcast. Whether you're listening or watching, I want to leave you in the words of that great apostle Paul. Romans 8:28-29 says, "For we know all things work together for the good of the Lord, and that of the called according to his purpose, who he predestined to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ." May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May you continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of my Lord Jesus Christ. Take care.